Don Quixote by Cervantes. Chapter 4. About what happened to our knight when he left the inn. It must have been about daybreak when Don Quixote left the inn. So happy, so gallant, so delighted at being a properly dubbed knight that the very girths of his horse were bursting with his joy. But remembering his host's advice about the essential supplies that he should take with him, and in particular money and shirts, he decided to return home and equip himself with them, and with a squire, resolving to take into his service a neighbour, a poor farmer who had a large family but was well suited to the squirely office. With this in mind, he turned Rocinante towards his home village, and the nag, half sensing its old haunts, began to trot with such zest that its hooves seemed not to touch the ground. He hadn't gone far when he thought he could hear, coming from a dense wood on his right, faint sounds as of someone moaning, and he said, "I thank heaven for the favour it now grants me, providing me with such an early opportunity to fulfil the duties of my profession and gather the fruit of my honourable intentions. These cries come, no doubt, from some man or woman in distress who stands in need of my protection and assistance." He turned right and rode over to where he thought the sounds were coming from. A few steps into the wood, he saw a mare tied by the reins to an evergreen oak, and tied to another a lad of about 15, naked from the waist up, and this was the one who was crying out, not without reason, because a burly farmer was flogging him with a leather belt, accompanying each blow with a word of reproof and advice.
"Keep your mouth shut and your eyes open."
And the lad replied,
"I won't do it again, sir. By Christ who died on the cross, I swear I won't. I promise that from now on I'll take more care of the flock."
When Don Quixote saw what was happening, he fired up and said,
"Discourteous knight, it ill becomes you to assault one who cannot defend himself. Mount your steed and take up your lance."
For the man also had a lance leaning up against the oak to which his mare was tethered.
"And I shall force you to recognize that your actions are those of a coward."